Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to meet a living legend. His name is Pancake Ray, and you would know him if you stayed up very late on Thursday night at the National Agri-Marketing Conference during the Ray and Kaiser After the After Party. Thanks to Ray and Kaiser, Pancake Ray has been serving pancakes to NAMA members for a couple years now. But I think he's got something new planned for this year, and we're going to find out what's going on with the continuing saga of Pancake Ray.
Hey, Ray, what day is it?
It's Wednesday, Chuck. So it's also National Feed a Trucker Day, so if you got a trucker in your life, you might as well give them a good breakfast start.
Come on, you know what day it really is, though, right?
Well, what's that, Chuck?
Ray, it's hump day. Let's get excited.
Man.
You know, we're doing this on hump day. We might as well, have some fun with it. So,
every day's hump day in my line of work, if you know what I mean. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, some of us have to hump it all the time, that's for sure. So, what you are going to be cooking again this year for the Ray and Kaiser After the After Party. And I think there's a lot of people that have probably already had a chance to meet Pancake Ray, but if I understand it right, you're actually going on a little pre-event journey to get down to Jacksonville, Florida. Tell us what's on your agenda.
Well, I think the most important part of meeting people is meeting people. That means I like to get on the road, I like to get with the locals and figure out their food makeup. So what I'm doing is I'm going on the road. I got me a good old food truck. It gets about 25 miles to the gallon, real good stuff. And I'm taking a road trip from Dibble, Oklahoma, that's where I live, all the way to NAMA in Jacksonville.
And I think you're going to be documenting some of this on social media, right?
Oh, totally. Now, you know what? I am modern. I got a flip phone with a camera on it. I know these things. So I'm going to be documenting my journey on, it's on the Facebook. I know that at facebook.com/PancakeRay. And I also know we're on Twitter and whatever that thing is. I've never met a Twitter, but it seems pretty cool. And I know it's one of these hashtags, which means like a number sign or something like that. Hashtag what's Ray cooking. And you're going to see where I go, man. I'm going to ribs. I'm going to get some gumbo. I'm going to get some special stuff. Do you know there's a thing called a crawdad?
There is.
Now, where I'm from.
They're scary.
Yeah.
They're scary looking, too.
They're great, because where I'm from in Oklahoma, we have crawdads, but we just call them mini lobsters. And, it's all fancy that way.
It takes a lot of crawdad claws to make a meal, though.
It does. And the best thing about crawdads is gigging them. When you gig a crawdad, you feel like you've conquered the world.
But I understand that you have compassion on these poor creatures too, right?
Oh, we do. I name each one of them before I suck their head out.
Well, you mentioned the food truck, and I know that's what you're going to be driving down there. What's that food truck going to be cooking?
Well, we're going to be cooking about 40 miles an hour. No, really, yeah. We're going to be cooking a lot of good stuff. We're going to have so much good stuff that we're bringing to NAMA this year. Breakfast burritos. And you know what I love about a burrito? It's like Mexican food in luggage. That's what I love about a burrito. It's just Mexican food to go. It's like, hey, you don't got time to sit down and have all this? Put it in a to-go container, which is food.
An edible one. Also, that's green. Sustainable.
Right. It is, a Chipotle, come on. They're good and everything, right? They're good, but you want a breakfast burrito from a man's hand, from one man's hand, my thought and my vision. We're also having chicken and waffles, another Southern staple, chicken and waffles, but get this, on a stick. We're putting it on a stick. My only piece of advice is to not eat the stick. I've tried it. It just doesn't go well. It doesn't pair well with the waffle and, the chicken itself. Do not eat the wood.
Now, is that, what kind of chicken is that? I mean, is that fried chicken, baked chicken, chicken
salad?
Well,
first off, it's dead chicken. It's dead chicken. You don't want to eat a live chicken. They tend to jump and you get a few scratches. It's going to be fried chicken because, you know what, if you're going to have a waffle that has syrup on it, everybody knows, you know, salt and pepper, Sonny and Cher, chicken and waffles. It just goes together.
But you got something really killer planned, I understand.
We do. It's a secret. It is a secret.
I was hoping we'd get a secret, you know, a little glimpse at the secret, but I guess it'll have to stay secret.
Well, I can give you a hint.
Ooh.
Have a lot of water or milk on hand. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure that when these people come to the after party, that's what they will have been drinking at the after party before the after party. Well, maybe
it's
not.
Great. This is our third year. This is my third year working with Ray and Kaiser. Those are two great guys too. They get at it. But you know what? It's the after party. Because what's the best thing after an after party?
Another
party.
You're darn right.
So you come down. We're having it on the street this year. It's going to be great. It's going to be right out in front of the hotel. And I know everybody's coming from Jacksonville Landing, which I think is a great, great place. Because I love when the Jackson family landed on the beach from Gary, Indiana. I'm really happy they commemorated that with a landing. So after you come from Jackson Landing and that party, you're going to come over, you're going to get some breakfast burritos, you're going to get some chicken and waffles on a stick, and you're going to get a whole helping of pancake ray.
So when are you actually going to be on the road with the truck? Where will we first see the truck out in action?
Oh, I'm starting. We're going to be coming from Dibble, Oklahoma, but you know what? I don't like to stay on all those freeways and stuff like that and regular highways, mostly because I don't like radar guns. So I want to be taking some back roads, and I'll be getting into some nooks and crannies because that's really where all the best food is. So, you know, we might be going near Mexico. We're going to go into Mississippi. We're going to go into Alabama, a little bit of Texas. It's going to be a good time. And then we're going to come through the panhandle, kind of where you're at. You're in Pensacola, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're on the way.
You got a good floor I can crash on?
Well, I understood that, you know, this truck you got's fully equipped. I mean, it even has an air mattress in it.
It's got an air mattress that I'm going to fill with salsa because salsa actually gives you a little bit more better support. Because I have been through everything. I've been through jail, as everybody knows from NAMA last year. I had a girlfriend. I lost that girlfriend. And I had a diner. And so, you know, losing a girlfriend, being in jail, and losing my diner, I think that's earned me the right to live in my car.
So, Julie, you saying Julie left you then?
Me and Julie had a misunderstanding. And when I say misunderstanding, let's just say her sister Kiss is really nice, and she tended to not like that.
But you're on the rebound now, right?
Oh, man, I'm on the rebound, and I hear Florida is just crawling with good-looking ladies.
Well, I hope you've been working out, because, you know, you're going to be coming by one of the best beaches in the world, and and Jacksonville has a nice beach too. Of course, I was talking about Pensacola, but you're probably going to have that beach body thing going on, like a, you know, get your Speedo out and everything.
Oh man, I've been doing 12-ounce curls, you know, and I got my right arm is my stern arm, it's my pancake stern arm, so it's really developed. So I'm looking forward. I'm really paying my way driving across the southern states and into the panhandle. I'm paying it by winning arm wrestling contests. And with that prize money is what gets me to the next town.
Well, besides having a great meal and getting sticky, because that's what it sounds like people are going to be doing again this year, there's also...
I just saw that Tuesday.
Yeah, there's also a real nice aspect to this that Ray and Kaiser's doing, in that every meal you serve, a dollar's going to get donated to the NAMA Agribusiness Educational Foundation. Now, that's a very nice cause, don't you think?
It's great. They call that A-Beef, right? Or A-Beef?
Well, it could be A-Beef if you want to pronounce it that way, because that just makes me hungry just hearing it pronounced that way.
Well, when they said they were going to give a dollar to A-Beef, I thought they were talking about me, you know, a beef cake. But it's a good cause. It's a good cause. And we're going to be giving lots of good stuff away at this party. You might get to, now we might run into some problems here because a lot of people don't know, but I have a passion for eye care. So we're giving away some sunglasses, and they're Ray's Bans.
That
I don't know where there could be any copyright infringement
whatsoever. That is one of the most creative names I've heard, well, since the last one I had maybe earlier this morning. But, I'm looking forward to that because I'll tell you one thing. You get down here in the sunshine, you're going to need something to protect those eyes you got.
And we want to also we want to tap into your artistic side, so we're going to have a little coloring contest. What it is, and you can even see it sometimes on our Facebook page, it's going to be a thing called Pimp My Truck. Like the famous, like, pimp out my ride, like, customize your own car. You're going to be able to customize my dining car. And we're going to give you, drawing materials. You're going to be able to have a piece of paper and pimp out my truck whatever way that you think possible. And there's a contest involved with that.
Ooh. So that means we're going to have some paints and brushes, or is this one of those crayon things?
You know, I want to keep it as simple as a seventh grade birthday party. So we are going to have crayons. We might have some markers. You might get a pen involved. But it is awesome. It's free to enter, and it does not involve dancing. But there could be twerking. I don't know. It's Florida.
Ooh, because twerking's not dancing, right?
Twerking is a very prime source of communication through the twerks. You can actually, it's almost like Morse code.
And I think it uses multiple senses or something like that.
Well, it uses one sense in particular, but we're a family radio.
That's right. Well, okay, so let's get back to the basics before we close here. It's Pancake Ray. He's coming down here to Jacksonville, Florida. It's for the Ray and Kaiser After the After Party. This is going to be the party after the party, Thursday night at the NAMA Agri Marketing Conference.
It's
I think
great.
It's April 10th. And I'll let you one more time. Tell me what's on the menu.
We are going to have your breakfast burritos, which is eggs, meat, and other things which are yet to be decided. We're going to have chicken and waffles on a stick. I love that. It's the evolution of man. And then finally, we are going to have a masterpiece secret, which I actually have to come up with. But all I can say is get your taste buds on mellow.
All right.
You're going to need it after the spiciness of my creation.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. I look forward to seeing you. We'll just have to work on that schedule so I can meet up with you here when you pass through Pensacola.
Oh, you got to. You got to tell me two things. If there's a tractor pool and whoever sells the best margaritas.
Oh, I got that down. So we're good. All right. Thank you very much. That's Pancake Ray. We'll see everybody in Jacksonville, Florida.
See you there.
Well, that's the Zimcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.